I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois mayors are again asking state lawmakers to give more income tax revenue to local governments. That's after Governor J.B. Pritzker proposed holding back more money that the mayors say the state owes them. Hannah Meisel has more.
Pritzker's proposed budget would mean another cut to local government's share of state income taxes. A coalition of mayors, including Chicago's, say that's unacceptable. Here's Highland Park Mayor Nancy Rotering.
It's unbelievable that the state has this legacy of continually sweeping funds inappropriately for uses they weren't originally intended for. Those were never the state's funds to use to fill their gaps to begin with.
Up until a decade ago, Illinois sent 10% of state income tax revenue to local governments, a policy that dates back to a deal brokered to establish an income tax in 1969. But since 2011, the amount of money sent to cities around the state has fluctuated at much lower levels. And today, local governments get nowhere near the amount of state income tax revenues they relied on for decades. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Leaders of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum told lawmakers they overhauled policies for lending historical items to other institutions. This after a state audit found the previous museum director failed to take proper precautions when loaning an original copy of the Gettysburg Address to an organization run by conservative commentator Glenn Beck. The incident led to the firing of that director. Acting Museum Director Melissa Coltis said a similar loan could not happen under new policies adopted by the state-run agency.
And we feel that it addresses the concerns brought up by the auditors. At this point, the agency itself could never loan an item. All loans have to be approved by the Board of Trustees.
Coltis says the Springfield-based museum is making progress addressing other deficiencies in accounting. All this comes at a contentious time for the museum, which recently cut ties with its private foundation. A new director is set to take the helm of the 16-year-old institution in June. And Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the jury in the Derek Chauvin murder trial delivered justice. The Minneapolis jury found the former police officer guilty on all counts in the death of George Floyd. Pritzker calls it an important milestone, but adds the fullest measure of progress is accountability, safety, and meaningful change. Pritzker also says the state must make progress every day until the justice system serves everyone. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. Residents of nursing facilities will soon be receiving care packages delivered by the Girl Scouts of Southern Illinois as the Operation You're Not Alone continues. Trisha Higgins with the Girl Scouts says the Scouts want to lift the spirits of people who have been extra isolated because of COVID-19.
We wanted those residents, those humans, to know that they are still very much thought of and loved and cared for.
Higgins encourages those who received bags on April 10th to fill them with items such as coloring and word search books, as well as personal hygiene items. Higgins adds, if you did not get a bag but would like to help, she suggests buying a case of cookies to have them delivered to a nursing or assisted living facility. You can call 1-800-345-6858 to help. Public school students would get more playtime under a bill advancing in the Illinois Senate. The measure requires 60 minutes of playtime each school day for kids in grades kindergarten through eighth grade. Supporters like Illinois Families for Public Schools President Cassie Cresswell says the life lessons learned on the playground are just as important as those taught in the classroom.
These kids learn how to learn on the playground, which is so important. We can't teach them how to learn in the classroom. This is something they have to learn through play. They learn how to communicate with others. They become more confident, creative, innovative, and better problem solvers as youngsters who then become those things as adults.
The bill passed a Senate committee and will now go before the full Senate for a vote. And a debate about whether to set a marijuana policy based on potency is spreading as more states legalize cannabis. That conversation you'll be hearing more about. Good morning. I'm Leah Lerner.